Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 106.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And I wasn't paying attention.
No, you weren't.
Sorry, I'm trying to download some. We're playing with our phones because Paul's found this cool piece of software called Point UI.
Yeah, anyway, let's actually get on with the... we'll talk about that later on once you've downloaded it and installed it and broken it. Let's just open up the inbox here to see if we've got any letters.
Well, no, that's a zip file.
And you want the cab. Otherwise, you'll have to unzip it first. There should be a cab on there. Right, no letters this week, so let's go straight on with the news. So the biggest news this week, I suppose you could say, is Sega laying off 400 people. So this sort of goes against what was all the rumours about the Dreamcast 2 coming back, as Sega have to lay off 400 people.
So as we talked about in a previous episode, I can't remember what episode we saw the show notes in, we were talking about rumors because Sega have reissued their patent and license over the name Dreamcast, which has caused the rumor mill to get all fired up because people think that Sega are going to release a new hardware system of Dreamcast 2. Quite a lot of people were quite excited about it.
I think this was episode like 103 or something.
Yeah. So obviously with this news, it's kind of streaking out that idea because of the fact that if they haven't got the money, then the amount of money...
If they ain't got the money to... And of course, you know, they give out the same old reasons. Greater flexibility through optimum employment. And 400 people lose their jobs. Right, whatever. So yeah, but I mean, this isn't really surprising. Sega have not done too well lately. Have you finished playing around with that yet?
No, either... Mine doesn't have a CAD file, unfortunately.
Well, let's just crack on with your Wipeout review, shall we, since there isn't much in the news.
Yeah, it's been a bit lame at the moment.
Other than the fact World of Warcraft is all I play.
Yeah. Last game on review for my PSP of the three that I bought, which was the first one I got, which was Wipeout Pulse. If you look at previous show notes or you're a long time listener, you'll be aware that when I had my previous PSP, I had Wipeout Pure. Main reason I bought this back, something quick to pick up while at work or whatever. Easy play track, put it down, you don't have to put too much time and effort into it to enjoy it. Very impressed with this. Extra skins for alternative skins for the vehicles as you're playing it. Ability to unlock tracks and then play them later in any type of mode. You can set up your own tournaments and stuff like that. Multiplayer is quite good. Haven't really had a go at it yet, but from what it says on the manual, it is pretty impressive. The game itself, one of the elements that were brought in previously, which was the zone, has been expanded a lot more now with the ability to not just have one of the virtual cars, but you can have one for each team. As well as that, looks absolutely amazing and plays just as well. Still some cheesy dance tunes, but one thing that has changed, which was very good, was the ability for you to able to create a Wipeout folder in your MP3 folder and dump up to 30 tracks in there, and you can pick those 30 tracks to have as a playlist and turn off the other ones. So you can have any music you want while playing this game, which obviously is a standard feature with like Xbox 360, but for a handheld console, that is pretty good. Graphically, it looks pretty sweet. One thing that is quite nice is the fact that you can go straight to the website through the PSP, because now it serves the internet, and they give a button that literally logs you straight onto their website. I've not had a go to see if the software that's on their website works through the PSP browser, but I do know that if you go on there on Internet Explorer on your PC, there is an ability for you to be able to create your own...
Create your own leprechaun.
Close.
I'm a leprechaun.
Create your own skin and draw the skin for one
draw
of
your... Draw your own leprechaun?
Yeah.
Cool, I'll do that right now.
Well, you could draw a leprechaun on the side of your car or whatever, and then you can download that straight onto your PSP, so you can have different skins, everyone can see it. So it's quite an interesting way to have a game come a long way from... sorry, he's drawing a leprechaun in front of me. Myself, I'm liking it. You can see that the product and the franchise itself is having a big renewal with the fact that there's going to be a Wipeout HD coming out on PlayStation 3. So
it's... I don't like how they call it HD.
Yeah, it's annoying that.
I mean, all the games on the PS3 are high definition.
Why does that make it any different? Exactly. But, yeah, the fact that they're bringing that out shows that they're actually giving the franchise a bit more insight and are paying attention to it and using it again. It's not like someone decided, let's just do a rehash of Pure and see if it sells some money. So it made me feel a bit better about getting it. Initially, I went to just get Pure because I liked it. It was a classic game and it was great. But this one, Pulse, very good. Comes up with the updates that standard requires... firmware of 3.71.
Even leprechaun
with a sword, and he's got fire, and he's got a green beard. I thought leprechauns had brown beards and green hats, or
whatever.
I like it. It's a green beard. He's going... It's kind of like you want to have a gnome as a leprechaun. Wow, that would be quite cool.
Well, gnomes aren't leprechauns, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're just like an offshoot.
But yeah, as a Wipeout game goes, if you are a fan of Wipeout, you won't be majorly disappointed with this game. I'm pleased. I'm happy. It kicks ass. Fast, lots of guns. There is some new weaponry that's been added to it. I can't remember off the top of my head because there's so much there. So there's quite a bit that wasn't there before. So if you already have Wipeout Pure, don't feel like having this that you're not going to get much more. Obviously, there are more tracks than newer tracks. And they have pushed the ability for downloading extra skins of cars and, well, not the cars, but the flying vehicles, and also new tracks and soundtracks and stuff. So it's a little bit better this time, and it's worth it. If you don't have Wipeout Pure, I do know that a demo is available on the net somewhere that you can get hold of, shove onto your stick, and play that shit on your PSP to give it a go before you try, which is always worth it because there are a lot of money for a PSP game, so it's always worth to try it out first. But if you know that first of spending a large amount of money on it, you can't find it pre-owned, I do know that it is selling pretty cheap now for Wipeout Pure, so you just go back to the old school one and try that out first if you want to save yourself a bit of money. But out of 5, I'd definitely give it a 4 out of 5. It is...
Wipeout's a good game.
It is a good game.
Fast racing games with like weapons is good.
Yeah, definitely liking that. So, gets my seal of approval.
Have you played Devil May Cry 4 yet?
Yes, I played Devil...
Have you played the club yet?
No, I haven't downloaded the demo for the club yet.
Apparently the demo is really shite.
Really?
But the full game is really awesome, according to Ian.
Right. Because the club's made by people who did Project Gotham Racing, by Bizarre.
Yeah, apparently you've got kudos in it, and you get kudos for the way you do things in the game.
Strange.
Like killing people.
Kudos was always there for the ability of being able to do something cool without clipping the side of your car into something you shouldn't do. So,
I style. Suppose, you have to be stylistic.
Yeah. So
you can't be like Grand Theft Auto where you just run some dude over. You have to do it with
style. What style gameplay is Club? I haven't looked into much of it. Is it a third person? Yeah, third person shooting game. Done with Sega as well.
I think Sega published it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is probably why they're laying off.
Yeah. They finished off the last one. Doesn't look too bad. it looks like a tried to be raw realistic graphical version of Team Fortress from some of those screenshots. It does look a bit weird, but strange game indeed. Might have to have a go on the demo.
I think it's like £20 and like a when bought of anything else in game or something.
Ooh.
So that's why Ian picked it up, because it was only £20.
Yeah, might be one of those low end games, so don't get all jumpy uppy about it. So.
Kudos.
But yeah, I had it on Devil May Cry 4. Devil May Cry 4, absolutely amazing game if you like the other ones. You will not be disappointed. If you've never played them before, please go try the demo first, because you may be disappointed. You may like it, but you may be disappointed. So it is worth to, give it a go first, especially the fact that the animation on the demo is a little bit weird. It seems like a PlayStation 2 game. It really does, with Xbox 360 graphics. I imagine it's going to be a big hit on the PlayStation 3. I really think so. And you're going to get a lot of people who are PlayStation 2 guys who have gone on to Xbox 360 who miss the game and go, oh my god, yes, finally, something that I used to play on Sony has now come out on Xbox 360 and I can go own it. It's a hard one. This what I seriously think Devil May Cry is a good tub of quality Marmite. You're either going to love it or you're going to bloody hate it. It is one of those types of games, so I definitely recommend try the demo first, please, because you may be disappointed. But then again, you might look at it.
Apparently the demo is worse than the full game as well.
Really? See, that's a hard thing. They need to, if the game is a lot better, these demos are not selling them. Especially, they need to get the demos a bit better and get them re-released out onto Xbox 360 just to try it. But no, oh, there you go.
I've crashed my UI, dude. I have to kill it.
But yeah, give it a go, see if you like it. No promises. I definitely ain't gonna go out and buy it, but it's not my type of game.
So what sort of type of game is it?
It's third person,
what is it?
Platform,
PlayStation 2 land,
running around with a very big sword and a gun. Yeah, it is. It's just straight new version of the PlayStation 2 versions.
Has gameplay got any new elements to it? I mean, do you not play as that bloke anymore?
There's two blokes you can play as, but the problem is I have never played Devil May Cry in my life, so I am not the best person to...
So you're a noob.
Yeah, I'm a noob to it, so I'm a Devil May Cry virgin.
So you've just got somebody just MSN'd me, or Windows Live Messenger'd me, whatever you want to call it nowadays. How do I listen to Live Gamercast now? You don't.
Yep, unfortunately we've had to jump servers because of cost inefficiency.
Because we can't afford the £45 a month.
And not everybody was listening all the time. Now fair enough, I will admit part of it is our fault, because now and again our lives do change the schedule a little bit.
That's not our fault.
But, yeah, it's not our fault.
We'll do Gamercast when we have a moment to do it.
Yeah. So
we try and do it on a Sunday, because that's a Sunday. But, you know, we don't get paid to do this.
Yeah, we do it off our own backs because we love video games, so...
Yes, we like video games. That's why we review everything 1 out of 5. Wait, what was the last good game? Oh, World of Warcraft. Oh, Crysis as well, but I play World of Warcraft, so I don't have time to play Crysis.
But, yeah. So, yeah, we've gone onto a new server, which has removed the abilities we had before, but is better than the original server.
No, it's worse than the original server. That's why it's cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, that Windows box rocked. It never had any downtime. It was just on all the time, and it was really solid. This Linux box is like, you know...
Pain in the butt. Well, we'll have to research and look for something else at a later date, I suppose.
No, we just leave it like it is. Well, I'll tell you what we're doing next week. I'll do what we used to do before we got that server, and just allow a few select clients to connect to my machine here to listen.
Right. Okay.
But that will only have room for like 3 or 4 people, bandwidth wise.
Yeah. But the Gamercast website will be up for a renewal.
Yeah, I need to do that. I also need to do the Yeovil TUC website. And I've got some other person wanting me to do a website as well.
So yeah, there's a little bit of a change. Another game that's coming out soon, which I've been looking at, had a look on the demo, is that Might and Magic.
Hoodah!
Dark Messiah.
Might and Magic.
I found what it's called now. It's Dark Messiah. That comes out in 5 days.
So you want me to put this on the show notes?
Yeah.
Dark Messiah.
Yeah.
This my food everywhere.
This one is... I wouldn't say it's as good as Oblivion, no way. But it's that style of game. It is a game similar to Oblivion and has...
Oh, right, hang on a minute. That nub is sending me a virus again. Where's this chat window? There it is.
Sort your computer out new.
Yeah, I think this is Jet Andre from the forums. He's like just MSN. He's like got a virus on his machine and it goes out over MSN. And so I tried accepting his virus, but it didn't work. I'm really disappointed. I wanted to, like, virus everybody on my list. So, yeah, sort your flipping comp out, or else I'm going to block you. Pain in the ass. Virus. Jet Andre trying to send you a file. Oh, accept. Oh, no, it doesn't work. Vista is too secure. I want to get a virus. I should actually reply to that message instead of waiting him to download the show.
Yeah. Yeah, but Dark Messiah looks quite good, interesting. Might and Magic, but it's first person. I am quite tempted, and unfortunately, yes, again, it was one of those when you watched the trailer, they were going on about you have to use the environment. But it is quite good with the fact that you can, different button combinations, you can go up to someone and you can kick them. So you can go up to a hiding guard.
That's not very nice, is it?
Instead of acknowledging a sword fight, you can sneak up behind him, kick him in the back.
This is, what is it? Heroes of Might and Magic, Dark Messiah.
Yeah.
Heroes of Might. Yeah, you can carry on talking. Might and Magic. Is it Magic with a K or not?
I haven't a clue. But, yeah, it's not too bad. I had to go on the demo, and the demo is pretty good. You can go through the same level, but you either pick as a warrior or a mage. The weapons are quite good with the whole blocking and attacking. You can see your hands, you move around, and you sway about a bit, and it's got some real nice movement.
So it's first person.
It's first person, but it's done really well in the way that you can really feel like you've got a body and a head, not just
Oh, damn, I closed my leprechaun picture. I should have showed that to Catherine. That's really high quality stuff.
But...
Ooh, I know what else we can talk about.
No, I'm quite impressed with this. I'm very tempted to get it, but I don't think I will. You know, it's not going to be top of my list. I've got other things to play at the moment. But very intrigued. I see it cheap. Definitely going to get it because it's just got this whole Dungeons and Dragons sort of feel to it. So
Dungeons and Dragons. What are you, a nerd?
No, but you know what I mean. The whole
nerd,
like Oblivion sort of feel.
Now Oblivion is not a nerdy game. No. We had some kid come in today. Have you got the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion? Dude.
There goes the text message.
My phone's on silent. I'm like really nice to the listeners.
I've just been told I need to get ice cream.
Yeah, dude, get some ice cream.
Get ice cream. Girlfriend requires ice cream.
Yeah, recording Gamercast.
Have you got a pen I can borrow?
Somewhere. I'm not really a pen person. You've got your flipping note thing. You can put notes on that. There's my laser pen. One of these is a pen. That's a nub. That's a pen.
That's a pen and that's a nub.
And we that's a laser. Dude, that's right next to the...
Can people hear this?
Yeah, dude.
I'm evil. I feel sorry for you if you're on an iPod. Sorry, that's me writing. See, you get it firsthand at Gamercast. Me writing on a piece of paper. I've got a list here. I've got to get butter, and now I have to get ice cream.
Sir, if you're right for doing Gamercast. You have to keep shopping now.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to the corner
shopping.
Shop.
That's a month's shopping, by the way.
Yeah. You'll survive off a tub of butter and some ice cream. Mix it together. Make ice lollies. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I'm quite tempted on Might and Magic. Yeah, you were talking about he came in for Oblivion, sorry.
Yeah, he came in for Oblivion, which is, he wasn't expecting me to know what he was talking about because he used the full game. I was like, yeah, dude, that's a really good game. And he says, I know. Yeah.
Did you find it from?
Of course I did. Actually, he found it himself. I said, yeah, we've got it somewhere, and he found it.
What did he buy? Game of the Year edition?
Nope. He didn't want Game of the Year edition. He wanted normal edition. Apparently Game of the Year edition ain't good enough for him.
Nope.
Get yourself a Game of the Year edition, you know. And as he was only 9, he couldn't buy it. Oh, jeez.
Noob.
Actually, his mum was there, so.
He got it in the end. He got it in the end. Right, next on the list, you wanted to talk about...
Yeah, so Windows Vista went out... Well, Windows Vista and... Windows Vista SP1 and Windows Server 2008 went RTM on Monday. I have the final bits running on all my machines.
Sweet. So that standard download through... Vista?
It'll be available on Windows Update in March.
Okay.
/ April. / some
time in the future.
Yeah, but basically... it's not going to be released yet because there are a few problems with some drivers. I will allow you to try and guess.
NVIDIA graphics.
And you guess well. Yeah, NVIDIA... Well, Microsoft hasn't actually... like, Microsoft wouldn't announce which drivers it was, obviously, but the rumor is it's NVIDIA and Realtek network drivers, which are the problem. And basically, when you install SP1, what will happen is the driver will get reset and it'll have to be reinstalled. And so that's why they haven't rolled it out yet, because they're going to wait for the drivers to be available in Windows Update.
Which would kill my computer, because I know I've got Realtek network.
Well, so have I, but it's only specific, you know, chipsets.
Right, okay.
And yeah, I mean, that laptop's got an NVIDIA card as well, so it's by no means all machines are affected. But yeah, they're going to force the drivers out over Windows Update when they're fixed.
Cool. No, that should be good.
I think I know one machine which is affected, my old tablet PC. Because when I installed the beta version, the driver had to be reinstalled. The beta version of the service pack.
Right.
Yeah, good service pack. Disk performance is up about 15%. Windows Server 2008 is the rocks. It really is. It's such a stable release. Right, so yeah, have you got anything? Come on, dude. Come on, dude, we're only 20 minutes in and we're out of stuff.
No, I would
are you playing World of Warcraft?
No, I haven't had a chance yet.
I haven't actually played.
The only time I was off ill from work last Thursday because I had sinus trouble, and I actually played Mario Galaxy, so I was playing a bit of Mario Galaxy, and then I went and opened my new copy of Legend of Zelda.
Did you ever review Mario Galaxy?
Yeah, I think I did.
Well, we'll soon find out, because we're going to search all my notebooks. See, in your face, Mr. Paperman, with your pieces of paper everywhere.
It's one piece of paper that says butter. In big capital letters, it says butter, and then in really bad handwriting underneath, it says ice cream.
Results. When did this game come out?
I got it at the same time I got...
came out in December, didn't it?
Yeah, I got it the same time as Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, so this has already been reviewed.
It has already been reviewed.
What a shame.
Shame. But yeah, as an update to it, I would say it's going very well. I'm enjoying it. There are some really weird and quirky levels.
Is it Galaxy or Galaxies?
Galaxy. Mario Galaxy.
Is it just Mario Galaxy or Super Mario Galaxy?
I think it's Super Mario Galaxy. One thing that is kind of annoying, which I've got confirmed by one of my friends who's completed it, was the fact that the game itself, you've got all these extra mushrooms that you can have, like the bee mushroom that allows you to turn into the bee suit and stuff like that. Unfortunately, they are not on any other levels. It's not like once you've got the bee mushroom, you can turn into Bee Mario wherever you want. Again, it is kind of a pain in the butt. They're not putting all of these power-ups everywhere. Now, fair enough, on some of the classic side-scrolling platform games of Super Mario on the NES and the Super Nintendo, certain power-ups were on certain types of levels, but you came across them on a regular basis. This one, it is less of a regular basis, and each area's got different things, like Spring Mario, Ghost Mario, Bee Mario, and the I haven't even come across the fire plant yet, so it's not obvious. Not every single galaxy has a decent power up, which is a shame. Again,
what do you mean not every single galaxy has a decent power up? Are you taking over people's galaxies?
Yes.
Do you have any idea how long that would take to pacify a galaxy? You'd be there all week
hitting the Goombas. But yeah, it is a shame. But then if you look back at any of the 3D platform games from Mario, Sunshine, you didn't have any power-ups whatsoever. It was all on the stupid water gun. And then if you go back to
the water gun, that was actually, I actually liked Sunshine.
It was good. I did like it, but it just wasn't enough. And then if you go back, fair enough, you did get Yoshi, that was the big deal. But you go back to N64 and Mario 64, which was an absolute classic game, which everybody loved. The power-ups you could get on quite a lot of levels, and they were useful for what level they were in, but you didn't get them all the time, and they were limited. They all had a time stamp on them. So if you got the wings to allow you to fly, you had a limited time, and then you'd have to get close to the ground, or you'd fall to your death. So
you'll fall to your death.
It's
everyone knows.
Yeah. So I'm liking it. I definitely say, if you played it before, definitely go get this one. It is worth it, and I'm loving it. As well as I went and opened my copy of Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. No, I'm not a noob and haven't just started playing it, but yes, I have just started playing it because my original copy was stolen, so I've had to start from the bloody beginning again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, pain in the butt. But
that reminds you of the false adverts we've got running in-game, where they say you need a memory card to save your Wii games.
Oh my god.
Yeah, basically, it's, you know, the advert goes like this. Some dude playing a game, you know, around some dude's house, and then it says, oh no, I didn't save the game. And it said, if only you had a Wii memory card available, blah 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 blah, ignoring the fact that the Wii's got 512 megabytes, I believe, of built-in storage. Is it 512?
Yeah, about that. It's quite a lot. It's a while before you need a memory card, that's for sure.
Well, you wouldn't need one, would you, unless you download a lot of games.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's utterly, you know, it's so sickening that they continue to play that. Because I complained about it a couple of weeks ago, and they still play it.
Oh dear.
Let's put this in the show notes. Maybe I'll get the sack. That can be an excuse not to go to work next week.
I don't think we'll get away with it that far. I don't think they listen to our show.
Of course they do.
So they know what to talk about at work.
Everybody knows, everybody listens to this show. We've got to, what are you doing? Stop playing around with that and do some work. Or else I'm going to nick it off you. Beat it up and put this one in your pocket and nick that one. Although this one's cool with this light. Okay, fine, whatever. Whatever, nub, get yourself an epic phone, you nub. Here, this is epic. This is an epic quality item. Look, it does 200 megahertz processor. Overclocked to 240.
Yeah, it's really bad advertising by game, to be honest.
Sloppy.
Yeah. Actually, there is nothing out at the moment that you require a memory card apart from standard core or arcade, as it's going to be called, Xbox 360.
Yeah, can you just clarify something for me? Because although I've got a Wii, I don't really play on it.
Sorry, PSP. PSP is the only console you can buy now. You need to buy a memory card because it doesn't come with one. That's it.
Yeah, that's only because they don't put the games on cartridges. Idiots.
Yeah.
Look, they should do. So can you just clarify something? Because Mike said to me last week or the week before that even if you have a Wii memory card, you can't save directly to it. You need to save it to the internal memory and then copy it to the memory card. Is that true?
I have never even bothered doing it because I don't need a memory card. I use the SD memory card slot on my Wii for taking photographs off either my phone or off my camera. and posted them on the message board on my Wii for people to look at. That's all I ever...
Can't the Wii use Universal Plug and Play to look at the pictures on my server and do all that automatically?
No. Because you
it should, because...
Because it uses a piece of software which is the photo thing, which all it will do
is... Yeah, well,
is...
can't it read it from a... Even, it doesn't even have to be Universal Plug and Play Media stuff. It can be just a regular SMB share. Well, Catherine says you can write directly to a memory card.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, Mike's full of it.
Yeah. I know that some things you have to be a bit careful with moving stuff around because it isn't like you're copying them and stuff, but by that, as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to save directly to it.
I was thinking, like, what the... Why would they do... What? I mean, it's just retarded.
Yeah. If you haven't already had the game in beforehand, then it probably wouldn't. But obviously, that would cause a problem, because if you had to keep cropping it across, if you ran out of room on your Wii, and you had your SD card in there with plenty of room, you had a 4GB SD card, which is way too much, then you'd never be able to save. And you'd
Hang on a minute. Catherine says something else. Carry on talking. But I'll come in a second.
But yeah, you wouldn't need it. I know that some things, like, I'm not sure about the virtual games, if some of them are like stuck to your console, some things you cannot move to stop you giving them to other people, or whether or not when you take it off you can put it onto a memory card but you can't take it off the memory card, or it will only play on that.
Catherine says yeah, she thinks that's right, that you have to save it to the internal storage and then move it.
Yeah,
that's so dumb.
I think it's because the software itself won't go looking for anywhere else to
save.
Well,
of course it's a software problem. But, you know, it shouldn't work like that.
Yeah. But what I mean is...
But, I mean, it doesn't really matter with the Wii anyway, because nobody fills up... Everybody just plays Wii Sports, don't they?
Yeah.
So whatever.
Cool. Well... I'd say that's me done.
Yeah, Catherine also follows up. She says, although when it comes to virtual console games, I think you choose where to save them. So that's not too bad. At least you won't fill up the...
Yeah, I do remember something being like similar to that.
Alright, is that it for this show?
Yeah, that's it for
this show. Is like our shortest show ever.
Yeah, but we're on limited time because I've got to get back.
We're on limited time because Adam has to go get some butter.
Yes.
And ice cream.
But you had to film, was it the Space Shuttle?
Both of them.
Space Shuttle and Space Station. Okay, up. We shall see you guys... Next week,
when we'll be back on Sunday.
Yes.
Where we have our sort of regular, like, hourish long show, I expect. Yep. Assuming there's something to actually talk about.
Hopefully. And we'll see you guys next week. Later.